it brought tears to my eyes just thinking about these officers worked this protest without wearing the normal gear that they would wear because they didn't want to have that perception or that image that, you know, it was an armed camp. Yet they were there to protect those people that wanted to lawfully gather and lawfully, you know, express their feelings about issues that had happened with these other law enforcement interactions. And, you know, that's the right way to bring things out and to start to have a dialogue. And then you get, you know, individuals that take advantage of that situation. And so these officers were set up basically by not wanting to appear to be on the offensive. You listen to multiple witnesses throughout the broadcast that were being interviewed, and they said these officers were fantastic. They actually ran towards what was happening. And I think that's what people have to realize, that that's why we have the rule of law the way we do, so that we can take time and dissect what happens and put it through a process. And if somebody does something wrong, and not every officer always does things right. You know, there are sometimes that doesn't occur. And so we got to put it through the process, though, so that we are sure with what we're doing. You know, it's like back in the old days, in the Western days, where people would get so emotional about an issue and they would form lynch mobs, and, you know, all of a sudden they're bringing something to a final conclusion for an individual, and they find out that they didn't do it or that the circumstances weren't what they thought they were because they rushed to judgment. You know, so in America, we should be willing to listen through the process and let the process work. It's cumbersome, but it really does work. And it's a sad day for all Americans today. Sad day.